When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Ides of March edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. The fastest way to pick up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen up on upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And I'll tell you, there's some good stuff on Facebook. There's one of my favorite cat, and I think it might even be real. I'm not, you know, it's like, how do you know if it's not AI anymore? But there's this really of this guy stretching on the couch with his big, fat tabby cat, who is stretching with him, and the drama queen. But apparently, this is a real cat, and you can follow him on Facebook. So I think it might even be real, that this drama queen kitty. Anyway, it's very, very cute. And I learned something about stink bugs, and I put that up there so you can learn about stink bugs if you're interested. Anyway, what is the Ides of March? Does anybody know? Well, I know it means it's the 15th of March, but in my memory, I don't remember if there's anything significant or not, but maybe somebody else knows, so let's find out. Anyway, keeping us on the air and everything running smoothly, despite the astrological influences going on, that would be Nathan Miller is here, our production engineer. Good morning, Nathan.
Oh, top of the morning to you, Martha.
We can say ready. The
St. Patrick's Day edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World, too, if you wanted something to be a little bit more aware of what it actually is. The Ides of March, I actually had to look that up, too. I guess it just has something to do with the Roman calendar and being 15 and the halfway
point. I know, but
point.
It's always been the Ides of March, you know? But to me, that sort of maybe has an ominous feel to it. But I don't know that it's supposed to have an ominous. But anyway, the Ides of March are upon
us.
Yeah,
it does say it's
that.
A date annually linked to doom and misfortune.
There is an ominous nature to it.
Yeah,
okay.
Due to the assassination of Julius Caesar in 44 BC.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, all right, that makes sense. So there we go. And let's see, maybe Natasha has something to add, because it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's, let's see, what is it? It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, questions and stuff with me, and it's talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, or personal readings with Natasha Venter. So good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, and I'm so grateful to be here, because, you know, this is the time where it's like, holy crap, put on our bootstraps and let's walk through it.
Well, yeah, so what can you tell us? You know, like I said, you know, I had to say it's the Ides of March edition, because that's what it is. It's the Ides of March today. Mm-hmm. But to me, it has kind of an ominous energy to it, and Nathan kind of just confirmed that. Do you got any energy related to the Ides of March sort of thing?
You know, it's that story that if you have to walk through the mud to get to the light. And so that's what we're doing right now. I've heard of a lot of people working through a lot of their old trauma and dramas to let them go, to release them. And that's that part of cleaning off the mud once you come to the house, right? You have to clean off the mud. And the Ides of March are not necessarily ominous, but there's like, you know, and I got a story later about how I called in protection and the story of that, you know,
oh, okay.
That it's like, It's amazing how when you really have that perspective of doom and gloom, what are you pulling in? Right? So we're in that moment. It's like we have to really wash off the mud and understand that there isn't the doom and gloom. It is our perception of the doom and gloom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even
Good
though we
luck.
Still have life, even though we still have life, even though we still have things, you know, we still have these energies out there that are, you know, negotiating, you know, the wars, the, you know, the stories, the government stuff. You know, it's like we have this
there's
doom and gloom out there.
Overwhelming amount of stuff going on. And,
exactly. But how do we live our personal life? You know, I have more joy in my life and sending love to everywhere, but I have more joy in my life than I've ever had because of my, you know, waking up every morning and thinking, what do I want to think today? What do I want to be today? Where am I? What's my soul calling to do today? You know, it's like there's this moment where we have to really think about, you know, it's the split of the divine right now where the dimensions are shifting. What side are you going to step into?
Yep. There certainly is so much going on, and I've you know, my guidance is telling me that as much as there are a lot of things I would like to talk about, you know, I turned the show over a long time ago to Divine Mother. It's not up to me anymore. I take my guidance, and my guidance came through very strongly last week. In that our job here is to bring as much love and light as we can in and keep it coming, because we know, you know, God's light, God's love, most powerful energies on the planet, and we need to keep them flowing. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, but as always, this too shall pass. We just don't know how and when and all that sort of thing, but we do make a difference with what we do with the energy, so we're going to try to keep it up and have beef, and that's why we're staying on the love train probably forever, sending love and light. And Natasha, you weren't last week, we Divine Mother brought back through my spiritual family, Ananda, the peace and harmony prayer affirmation, which we did that, you know, we had that going for a long time, I think during the pandemic and when things were really bad. But anyway, it got resurrected last week. So we're adding the peace and harmony affirmation to our pile of affirmations.
Yay.
So that y'all can be using it at home as well, because it does raise the vibration of the planet. Mm-hmm. And that will be part of our Sunday go to church with Martha affirmations and prayers, and we will try to get to them sooner rather than later. I would had planned here. Well, I hadn't really planned. I just had where I was going to go in our conversation here in my mind. And then, wouldn't you know, phone rang. So we're not all present here at the moment. Natasha and I are here, but Nathan is, who knows who Nathan's talking with. But he can't, he hasn't mastered talking more than one place at a time. So we have to wait for him now. Okay, so now he gets to join us.
Bouncing around on and off here. But yeah, what's up?
So anything we need to know about, or you're just handling phone calls?
Just getting a caller ready for when we're ready to take phone calls.
Oh, all right. So we are. Well, goodness. Because the place I was going to go to start with is I wanted to officially thank the two of you because a month ago, the third Sunday of last month, I was unable to do the show, and the two of you had to, at the last minute, do the show yourselves, and you guys did an outstanding job, and I just wanted to thank you for being able to do that, because I had the strangest lower back and left leg thing going on, a type of injury. I don't really know what I did, because I suspect it started before it actually went out, you know, and during the session that I did. And I had not experienced it before or been in that kind of pain and not actually been able to stand up and walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still only just a few days into it. And I literally couldn't stand, I couldn't sit, I couldn't walk, I couldn't pretty much, if anything, for more than, you know, a couple minutes at a time. That just, you know, you can't stand a microphone when that's the case. So I really appreciate you guys stepping in and handling the show for us, and you guys did a wonderful job. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for the trust. I know that that was huge for you. And I know that, you know, that was a lot of it was you trusting us to do it. So thank you for that gift, because it was fun, Nathan. So
it was a great time. And as we said on the show, the cat was away, but the mice didn't play. So
play, no.
I hope you're able to tune in and listen to it as well, which I believe you were.
Well, you got to remember I'm out in the country and, you know, radio and weird and all of that. And and the fact of the condition I was in, there was a reason I'm not doing the show. So I heard the majority of it.
But oh, good.
And I wouldn't expect you to, because I know my app, even my app doesn't want to work sometimes in my house. That's why I don't listen sometimes. So. It's like it's weird. Like technology is weird. It's just weird.
Well, I'll tell you, I have never, since in all the 15 years I've lived here, I've never had good radio reception, and it is rare and that I can get radio. It's always been weird that I could get radio reception and I could never get KKNW. However. That changed when I got, it was a Christmas gift, a Secret Santa gift to my family, took me a while to technically get up to speed, but my Secret Santa gift was an Echo Dot.
Oh.
And so I have Alexa now.
Mm-hmm. It got a smart speaker in your home.
Yeah, and... it's really cool. I really like it. And it's the first time that I've ever been able to listen to radio because Alexa can play radio stations and actually doesn't have any problem with KKNW, at least at the time. I just discovered that.
Yeah, I think it pulls it all just from online streaming. So it gets, you know, on that and it's using the internet signal instead of the radio signal.
Right, and the radio signals are not good out here, but apparently the internet, Alexa can find it okay.
Well, and two, you know, it's like, why am I saying that my app on my phone doesn't work sometimes? It's like, you know, it's like I could pull it up on my computer. I could pull it up on different things, but usually when I'm not here, it's like I think I was driving and doing different things. So it was one of those weekends.
And people keep asking, "Hey, what app are they talking about?" Just want to let them know that if you go to your App Store, Google Play Store, it's 1150 KKNW AM, and then you can have a little bit easier access to listening to KKNW instead of trying to tune it in on your radio or get it on your computer and clicking a bunch of buttons. Mm-hmm. And it'll be nice and pristine HD quality, too.
Yes, and it does work. It's just my phone sometimes, when I'm not looking at it, it turns off. So that's where it's more my phone than it is other people's, because my phone and I kind of have this cobiotic of we're going to work together, yet we're going to have an interesting moment. And then we're going to work together, and then we're having interesting moments. So.
Yeah, well,
and flow.
Interesting moments.
I have electronic fun. So for those who have electronic fun, they totally understand what I'm talking about.
Well, all right. So technically it is the Ides of March because it's the 15th of March. But I could have said St. Patrick's Day, except that St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th. And that's 2 days from now. Mm-hmm. So that's why we got the Ides of March opening instead of St. Patrick's Day, because I try to be accurate. And we're not quite there yet, so we don't have to be wearing green. But Tuesday, remember to wear green or somebody might pinch you. And we are into the Irish energy now.
So a lot of good luck and good fortune. Correct.
Yeah, let's hope so. Now, it didn't end up being the case around here yesterday. Anyway, I mean, this week, I've had my second bout of winter. I had snow on the ground for about a week in December. I was never on the roads, but you know, my grass was white. Well, I've had the same thing this week. I've been white all week, and because I wasn't here last month when you guys did the show with my back, it really. I'm just so grateful for the healing tools I have and the great healers that if it wasn't for Jude Ponton and Whispering Dragon Center, my gosh, I have no idea. Well, the world of MRIs and physical therapy and drugs and all that sort of stuff, and I'm just not sort of into that. But it took a full 3 weeks for me to move through it, and I'm still not quite 100% yet. I mean, I feel really great, except I had this experience with it was a learning curve because I'd never experienced it. They're called dermatomes, and that's a section of your body that certain parts of your body are only supplied by one nerve, apparently, that, you know, goes through your spine. And if it gets tweaked in your spine somewhere, then it affects that one area of skin, on your body. And it's usually in the legs. And, so mine was my left leg. And it's just weird. I think it feels somewhat like neuropathy, although I haven't had neuropathy, but extremely painful and numbness and all kinds of weird stuff going on. Anyway, but I pretty much I'm back to normal and I'm able to do everything, and I've been able to get back to work. Yay! But I still don't have all the feeling back in my leg, but it's almost there. So that its nerves are the slowest thing to heal. But I'm really, really grateful for Jude Ponton. And man, if you've got physical body issues, she is such a great healer. And I have no idea what I would have done without her, but I so appreciate it. But anyway, my long story is here. Yesterday, I was finally going to get there's. I have this one session I've been trying to do because they're way down in Maple Valley, Black Diamond area, and I've had to schedule. I had to reschedule them twice since my back thing, and so I thought we were finally going to get to see him. I was going to get to see him yesterday, and but we've had this snow and all of that, and I had horrendous wind up here. Did you guys get a lot of wind? Mm-hmm. My God, that was Thursday night. Mm-hmm. No, Friday night. Was it Friday night, Thursday night, or Friday night?
I thought it was earlier.
It was Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday
it was
night,
before the
yeah.
snow.
It blew over my fountain, for crying out loud. One of the few huge windstorms that I didn't have a power outage, but it did blow over my fountain, which has never done before. And anyway, and I've got snow, but it wasn't that big a deal. And I get 1 to 4 inches at a time, and then, some of it goes away and then it comes back. So I've been having that all week. So I confirmed, on Thursday, talked to my clients, everything's good for Saturday, and we're really looking forward to it because we've had to postpone so many, twice already. And then my phone rings really early Saturday morning. And guess who it is? It's my clients for the day, and they're down in Maple Valley, Black Diamond. They got 16 inches of snow.
In Maple Valley?
Maple Valley,
wow.
Black Diamond.
Wow.
16 inches of snow.
Yeah, Black Diamond, I can understand that area getting more snow, but Maple Valley, maybe not quite yet.
They were buried, 16 inches of snow. And he said, we don't think it's safe for you.
Oh man.
So we got to postpone one more time. So I didn't get to do my session yesterday, which was very frustrating. I was needed for other things I didn't realize at the time, but at any rate, it was really disappointing and frustrating that I didn't. Can you believe it? 16 inches of snow in Black Diamond. It's like, come on. And I'm still white. It's all, it's my Sunday chore day, and this depends on. Now, it's still in the 30s here, And I still have a white roof, but my nothing's dripping, so it's not really warming up quite fast. So now I know, Natasha, did you get much snow and stuff up in the Skagit Valley where you are up in Mount Vernon area?
Well, it depended on what elevation you lived in, because we had cars with snow on them, but yet where I lived, I had more like ice crystals.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I didn't have anything really.
Yeah, that's what I heard, strangely enough, is like up in that Skagit Whatcom County area, they didn't really get much snow, and usually they're the ones that get pummeled with it.
Yeah, we get the Northeasters and stuff like that. But yeah, we got more, we got a lot of hail, we got a lot of white crystals, we got, you know, frozen rain. But it depended on the evolution. Whatever
elevation
that word is, that you know, the further up the mountains, like Lyman and the hills, got snow. It was
all right,
quite
so
cold.
I know, Nathan. I know you got some snow because you know we've sent each other pictures back and forth, and you were white down south. So,
yeah.
So have you still got snow going on down
there?
No,
it's pretty much came and went. That Thursday night, or going into Friday, and I guess even Friday night, I even still got more, but it ended up topping out at about maybe 3 to 4 inches, and enough to make everything white, but the roads were great, and yeah, so just like a little winter wonderland for a day.
See, and that's what I was thinking, because Nathan's sending me pictures. He's down south, and I'm thinking 1 to 4 inches. Hey, no big deal, Maple Valley. You know, I can do that. Now, I also had to contend with the 405 closure, which, you know, isn't helpful when that's between me and where I'm going. But I was thinking, oh, well, you know, 1 to 4 inches of snow and you know, it'll all work out. I'll get there. They get 16 inches. Holy moly. Well, anyway, hopefully things are going to, Natasha, are things going to stabilize for me schedule wise? And am I going to be able to do consistent work here mm-hmm. coming up? She's nodding and chewing all at one time. So, Natasha's
really
having breakfast. So, how about let's let's just finish up on the weather. Nathan, are we done? Is winter gone? Because you know we got spring coming up, and we'll talk about all of that when we get into the astrological stuff. But it sounds like we'll talk about weather, and then we'll take care of advertisers, and then officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we're going to the phone. Whoever's waiting is patient enough. So, are we done with winter, Nathan?
First, and then once Natasha is finished chewing on her breakfast there, then
she can chime in.
Okay.
My husband made homemade crescent rolls, and they are amazing. So they're a little bit resistible. I can't resist them.
Oh, yum.
We're going to get a little bit more through the end of March, and maybe a little sprinkling of April, where the weather's going to be dipping down. We're going to have a little bit of stories, some maybe a little bit more frozen rain, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's starting to wane out. You know, it's starting to go out. So we're not going to have like the April snow. You know, it's going to be where things are going to be still cold wind, you know, that kind of thing. That's what I'm hearing from Mother Earth.
The good news with all of that, though, is that we've gotten feet and feet of snow in the mountains, and we really have needed mm-hmm. the snowpack. So that's we can hold on to that good news that we are finally getting some snowpack that's going to help us get through the summer.
And that means our temperature needs to stay cooler so that it stays more on the mountains.
So don't we just kind of stay medium and rainy, Nathan, the rest of the week?
Yeah, we'll
stuff?
Be flirting with daytime temperatures getting close to 60 degrees. And of course, just rain won't go away again throughout this week. But I do want to check in on Black Diamond, since you were mentioning it earlier, see what their situation is like. And pretty much the same. Not seeing any more snow down there. So if you're looking to get back into that session with your clients there, probably would be happening pretty soon.
Well, probably can't do it till another Saturday, so mm-hmm. that I have open. Anyway, okay, so we're caught up with the weather and all that good stuff, and I am looking forward to my favorite time of the year. I love spring and blooming and all that good stuff. So
I do too.
I decided my favorite My favorite season. And because I'm a Gemini, I have to do two. So my favorite season is the second half of spring and the first half of summer. Now you put those together, that's a whole season. Half of spring. Okay, so that's
well, you
my
know,
favorite.
Like Seattle area has 12 seasons, so I can look at the 12 seasons of Seattle calendar and see what that would be for you.
I didn't realize that Seattle had 12 seasons.
Let's see. Yeah, you're probably in talking about the so there's the flowering wet, and then the glorious sun, then January, an oppressive sun.
Well, I just like the flowers, the flower time when things are growing and blooming and all that good stuff. All righty, we better let's take care of advertisers so we're sort of on time, and then we'll officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and phone calls take priority, and apparently we've already got one waiting. So once we get the show officially started, we'll take our phone call, and anybody
I
else?
I just had three deer run through my adult deer run through my yard. They ran by here. I heard them jump over the fence, and then they went into my front yard.
Okay, well, those are my totems.
Yeah, three deer.
Yeah, deer is that's a totem for me. Interesting. All right, that means we need to be gentle with each other.
Mm-hmm. But they were running. How do we run? How do we perceive our realities around us? Do we run out of fear and flight, or do we kind of just go, oh, that's kind of interesting, right? So on that story. We got to go.
All right. Stay right where you are. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we will officially start the show with prayers and affirmations. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She was here last week for the second Sunday of the month, our energy balancing show. And you can work with her off the air. She is one of those very gifted healers that helped me get back in good shape. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to send you, as long as you're a new client to her off the air. If she's worked with you on the air here on Animal World, that doesn't count. She'll still give you a free session off the air. And you can see her in person at her office, which is in the Intraspace facility. That's in the old Rainier Brewery. Or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom, something like that, like we do on the radio every month. And you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her at 206-841-1992. So if you'd like a free session, just call or text her at 206-841-1992. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, the reason I'm up and around and walking and all that good stuff is thanks to Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, so great, easy access, great parking. And you can work with her in person, which I highly recommend. It is so good. And to have her work and figure out what's going on with you. She's an amazing healer, and she's actually a doctor of chiropractic. She also an acupuncturist, although she doesn't do a lot of needles because she's a creator of or help you know create the acutonics using acutonic forks on acupuncture points and so forth. And I think it's much more powerful than an acupuncture, actually. And she does that as well. And the gentlest and unusual form of chiropractic I've ever experienced, she doesn't do the cracking and so forth. But boy, is she amazing in determining what's going on and then helping you move through it quickly. So you can check Jude out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call and she'll call you back at 206-706-2836. And there you go. All righty. Now, it is the third Sunday of the month, so Nathan is here. Natasha Venter is here. And I forgot to say, Stacy, our call screener, is not here. She is back from Hawaii, however. You know, last week we told you that she was aloha-ing in Maui with her girls. And, she sent some phenomenal, gorgeous pictures of palm trees and blue skies and oceans and
I'd wonder what day she came back, if she came back from, you know, like 70 degree and sunny to like 35 degree and snowy.
She did. She got snowed.
Oh.
First day back out. Yep. So she didn't miss out on everything, but she did hopefully bring some sunshine with her. So that's where our Stacy is. And I don't know what she's up to something today, but I'm not sure what. Let's see. It is time to officially start the show. If you haven't been around when I've done that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and a little longer one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations we do to spiritualize ourselves up for the day and the week. And so we can get ourselves all cleared out and so forth to be able to send the love and light around when we do the love train a couple of times during the show. And you can join me and say these prayers and affirmations with me, or you can opt out. I know a lot of you use them during the week as well as I do, but you are not required to join us here. It's not like dancing. Can't get out of dancing, but you can opt out of prayers and affirmations. All righty. So I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Amen. Oof. All righty. Now, we've got all of our affirmations here. I say each one of them out loud three times, and you're welcome to join along with me and use them at home. They're all contributed by one member of our Animal World family or another, and chosen for their profound healing properties and positive influences on our lives. And this first one was a spiritual assignment to me, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. Say it three times a day for a week and see what happens. I'm still doing it because it totally shifted everything for me. And I hope it does for you too. And here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes from Linda Rasmussen. And, you know, when she works on, does a session for one of you on the air or treatment, she gives you an affirmation at the end to keep the energy going. That's where this came from. And it was so popular and changed, shifted so many things. Y'all bugged me and I started doing it, shifted everything for me. Still doing it. And in this one, when I mention abundance, imagine in your mind, as you're saying this affirmation, the type of abundance you want to attract in your life at this time could be general abundance. It could be specific. Just imagine what you need at this time. And here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew. All righty. Now, this third affirmation comes from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. And this is one I use for me and my animals to kind of have us in the right frame of mind and energy when we go out in the world. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh. All righty. Now, this next one actually comes from Natasha Venter. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to kind of try to help us stay in balance with all the crazy stuff going on right now. And just when you think it can't get any crazier, it does.
It so, will.
It is. And Natasha already said, buckle your seatbelts if you haven't already. All righty. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Whew. Alrighty, and then the next affirmation comes again from the Ananda Church of All Religions, and it is their Warrior of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this one, and sending the love all over with this. And here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty now. Now's when we are adding the peace and harmony prayer affirmation. This is one that comes from Paramahansa Yogananda. And just so you know, the ritual affirmation that he gave us, the plan when you're doing this at home by yourself and we're not on the air, the idea is you say the first phrase 10 times and the second one 3 times. But because we got radio to do, I've shortened it and we're going to do each phrase 3 times. But when you're doing it at home, the first one is 10 times, second one is 3 times. And for this prayer affirmation, it's a good idea to place your hands in the prayer position under your chin. There's a reason for that. And I told you last week when I explained this that there's an energetic alignment that happens. When there's a reason why this prayer position came about, just so you know, energetically it just aligns you with spirit. So here we go, 3 times each phrase. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And now to conclude this whole ritual, Dr. Nell's contribution to seed it in our hearts, our souls, our minds, and our day and our week. Cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All right, very nice. We are all spiritualized up and ready to go. And I was going to say we're going right to the phones. And then I looked at the clock and I know we don't need Bigfoot stomping around. So we'll take care of our advertisers. And then as long as we hopefully have a patient caller waiting, we will get to the phone. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Phone calls next. Oh, if you want to join us, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Thank you.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nutro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're on the downside of the first hour of our Ides of March and St. Patrick's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, NuProSupplements.com, and you can check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can read all about them at NuProSupplements.com. You can order there if you like. Greatest cat vitamins. I still had to sprinkle Sophie's food this morning with the NuPro nuggets, so she'll eat. And the wonderful NuPro dog supplement. The powder makes a great gravy, gets picky eaters to eat, and it keeps their hair on their body instead of all over your floor. Natasha's nodding her head on that because both Natasha and Nathan have used and NuPro with their dog friends.
Oh yeah, Abby was so excited to get a brand new container of it for Christmas. She knew what was in the bag.
Yeah, it's good stuff, that's for sure. They really love it. So you can purchase at NuProSupplements.com. A lot of times, though, you can find especially the dog supplements at your local pet store. But if not, they're all available on Amazon, too, and it's the same price. So you can buy either place. All righty, then. You know, if somebody needs help with their dog friends, I'm back in business. I had to shut down and not schedule anybody because I didn't know when I could get back to work and didn't want to overbook and have to keep it. But I've now opened back up. I am able to schedule, and I would love you to take down my phone number. I'm going to give it to you, and please give it to anybody you know that has dogs that has problems and need help. I'll always talk to you for free on the phone, and if I'm not the best one to help you, I probably know who is, but I typically only see people once and solve all their problems with their dog friends. If you know somebody needs help, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, then. We are all caught up, and let's see. It is... behavior training and healing stuff with me, and talk to anybody you want to on this side or the other, and personal readings and whatever on that level with Natasha. And we are headed, we're going to Vancouver, BC, it looks like. And Catherine, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. So,
you're in Vancouver, BC, right?
Right. Yeah.
Now, did you get snow up there?
A little bit. Over the week, we got a little bit over the nighttime, and then it would disappear during the day, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
So not really all that much.
No, not enough to accumulate.
Well, good for you. We got it down here. Yeah. And in the mountains where it belongs. But, and did y'all see all the wonderful news reports last night of all the happy skiers? you know, because it's like the first big snowstorm of the year, and it doesn't happen until March. Anyway, Catherine, what can we help you with?
So I am visiting and staying with a friend, and when I first came up, she had her daughter's dog staying with us, with her. And so I was living with a dog, and we would get this dog out for a walk, and he didn't need a cone. She didn't need a cone at that time, but she was struggling with allergies, and so she went back home, she was itching a lot, and we were, I was very aware of that. And she's a very sweet dog.
Okay, let's time out for a minute here. Let's get some details so Natasha can tune in here. The dog's name is Luna, is that right?
Yes.
And what kind of a dog is Luna?
A chocolate lab.
Okay. And a chocolate lab, Luna. And she belongs to actually a friend of yours.
Yeah, a friend of mine's daughter.
A friend of yours' daughter. And they were visiting with you and the dog was there, but had some itchy stuff. And now the dog's not there anymore.
Right. But she's staying with her daughter back in her home. And so when I started...
Where does the daughter live?
In Westminster.
Okay.
Okay. 10 minutes from where I am.
So what did you want to know?
Well, her itching and her skin sensitivity and her... it's just gotten worse. And she when it gets better, she gets at it and she worsens it, so she has to wear this cone. It's very difficult, and you could see her just trying to get, the smells and trying to eat her food, and her family's trying every 3 days to bathe her and take care of her, but it doesn't seem to get under control.
She's how old a dog is she?
She's 8 years old.
Wow. And has this been a lifetime problem with her or something more recent?
Yeah, here, I'm going to give my friend, she's known the dog because it's her daughter's dog. It's been a lifetime thing, but this is Geraldine, a friend of mine, okay?
Oh, okay. Hey, Geraldine.
We're enjoying your show. It's the first time we've heard it.
Oh, thank you for listening. We hope you'll tune back in again.
Yeah, I love the affirmations and that St. Francis is your saint.
Yeah, I love him too.
We went to Assisi last year, my husband and I. My husband's with me here.
Oh, how wonderful. I have never been.
I recommend it. It's such a peaceful, lovely place.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. So it's your daughter that Luna belongs to. Is that right, Geraldine?
Yeah. And they live 10 minutes away, and we see them every day because we take care of their daughter while they're working, so my grandchild. And often I'm walking Luna or helping them take care of Luna. And I've known Luna since she was a puppy, and she had a lot of stomach upsets and issues when she was a puppy even. She's always been really sensitive to food. She would eat a lot of human food, but they've cut that out. And they've been to the vet, and the vet's put her on various foods that don't seem to be working.
Yeah,
She's had drops, and, they say it's some kind of a yeast thing because she's got a smell.
Yep.
A yeast smell.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Very typical. The unfortunate part of this is there's so much to tell you that, we just can't do it in the radio format. But just from what you've told me alone, the description of the skin and the itching and the history, and the yeast and all of that, there is an underlying endocrine immune imbalance that, Natasha's nodding, so she's confirming this, that affects mammals. We know the most about dogs, cats, horses, and humans. And in the dog department, labs are very prone to this imbalance. Now, unfortunately, it's been missed by traditional medicine. So most vets don't even have a clue about it. And a lot of times, if they've heard something about it, it's usually not good. I think you need to know that there is something going on with this dog, and there is something you can do about it. It's obviously, she's not an easy one to deal with, but you are right in thinking that she's affected by food, because if dogs have this endocrine immune imbalance, food is critical. And you have to get them on a diet that they are absolutely not allergic to or sensitive to. And then there is a blood test panel that can diagnose this condition, but there's only one lab in the States that run it, and that's not easy to do, and it's not easy to find a vet. Anyway, it's a complicated situation, Geraldine. The good news is that, you know, you're kind of in one of the better places to be, because I know all about this and happened to connect with the veterinarian that discovered it back in the 1980s. So I've had, you know, decades of experience. So it can kind of, you know, maybe help, you know, Geraldine help her dog. I'm thinking the first step is the veterinarian that discovered this. Geraldine, have you got something to write with?
You bet. Yeah.
Okay. The doctor that discovered this name is Dr. Al Plechner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. Dr. Al Plechner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. Now, he is no longer on the planet. He passed away a few years ago, but his work is still here. And he wrote a paperback book that describes this whole syndrome. And you can get it on Amazon. It's real cheap. And so the name of the book is called Pets at Risk. Pets at Risk. You don't necessarily need the subtitle, but that's Pets at Risk, Remedies for an Unsuspected, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. I would suggest that you order that book and you guys read it. Now, it was written back in 2002, so the treatment protocol has been updated a little bit and that sort of thing, but that would be the place to start, and that'll give you an understanding of what's going on with Luna. Now, then I can help you more, because I can talk to you more about finding the foods and that sort of thing, and then what needs to happen on a veterinary level and that sort of thing. If you can get the food right, even though you don't cure the imbalance, you can eliminate most of the symptoms. Now, we're running out of time because we're up against the clock and we have to close out this first hour of the radio show. And then over the top of the hour, we do more spreading love and light around the planet, Geraldine. So we get on the love train and dance and send love and light all over the place. So we've got to do that. But I'm thinking, can we hold you over the top of the hour so I can bring you back when we start the next hour? And that way you can have any questions you have about what I've said so far. But we also, I need Natasha to tune in, because she, I think, agrees that this is the energy we're dealing with. But then we can have her focus on the energy and find out. I want to know from you, Natasha, when we come back, if we get the food right, could we eliminate a lot of this stuff with it? Yeah, well, she's okay. So there's stuff there. Anyway, Geraldine and Catherine, can you guys hold on and we deal with you after the top of the hour?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All right, Nathan, so you guys stay on hold. All right, that means we are going to close out hour number one. And when we fire up hour number two, Catherine and Geraldine and Luna will all be back with us. And we'll have more of this discussion going on. And if anyone, any of the rest of you want to join us for a phone call and get in line, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. We are going to roll out the love train. And that means... dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and cruise through and pick you up. And when you have a chance to send, we're going to send to everybody all over the country, all over the world. You know, there's lots of places we need to be sending that love and light. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our body with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. More phone calls with Natasha Venner coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.